Good morning. It's January 5, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This analysis focuses on the financial outlook and stock valuation of Vistra, a power generation and retail electricity company. Fresh reporting from Simply Wall Street reveals that Vistra is navigating a strategic expansion in response to increasing demand from data centers. But this comes with notable risks tied to rising debt levels. The report highlights that rare earth metals are becoming increasingly critical for various high-tech applications, including electric vehicles and defense systems, which is fueling competition to secure these resources. Vistra's recent acquisition of a gas plant and its long-term carbon-free contract are seen as moves that could stabilize cash flows. However, the company's increasing reliance on debt to finance these capital-intensive projects raises questions about its financial flexibility and ability to manage rising interest costs. Looking ahead, Vistra is projecting significant revenue growth, with expectations of reaching approximately $24.5 billion in revenue and $3.4 billion in earnings by 2028. This growth forecast supports a fair value estimate for the stock that suggests a potential upside of over 41% from its current price. Interestingly, the community of analysts has varying opinions on Vistra's fair value, with estimates ranging from $142 to $363 per share, indicating a wide disparity in expectations about the company's future performance. Investors should carefully consider these differing views, particularly in light of Vistra's growing dependence on debt and how that might impact its future returns. In summary, while Vistra appears to be positioned for growth amid a strong demand for energy solutions, its approach to funding that growth through debt introduces a layer of risk that investors need to weigh. This commentary focuses on the recent performance and valuation of U.S. Bancorp, a major financial services holding company. Simply Wall Street recently noted that U.S. Bancorp is gaining attention as its stock price moves align with broader trends among large American banks. The shares closed at $53.93, and while the stock experienced a slight increase of 1.07% in one day, it fell by 1.05% over the past week. However, looking at a longer time frame, the stock has returned 13.54% over the last 90 days and 15.55% over the past year, indicating a building momentum rather than a decline. Investors may find this an opportune time to reassess their portfolios. With the current price, analysts suggest U.S. Bancorp's stock might be undervalued by around 6.2% when comparing it to a fair value estimate of $57.50. This raises questions about whether the market is undervaluing the potential for future growth or if it has already factored in certain risks. Analysts project revenue growth of 8.5% annually for the next 3 years. Although profit margins are expected to decrease slightly from 25.5% to 22.8%, this scenario hinges on the bank effectively managing risks associated with credit, commercial real estate, and rising regulatory and cybersecurity costs that could impact profitability. Additionally, U.S. Bancorp's price-to-earnings ratio currently stands at 12.3 times. Which is above the industry average of 11.8 times, but below the peer average of 19 times. This mix suggests both potential valuation risks and opportunities, prompting investors to consider their perspectives on U.S. Bancorp's market positioning. In summary, the analysis from Simply Wall Street offers insight into U.S. Bancorp's performance and potential, highlighting a narrative of growth tempered by certain risks. As always, investors should conduct their own research before making any decisions. This report addresses the significant rise in SanDisk Corporation's stock following the appointment of a new board member. TS2.Tech highlights that shares of SanDisk surged nearly 16% to close at $275.24 after the company announced the addition of Alexander R. Bradley, the Chief Financial Officer of First Solar, to its board. The stock traded within a range from $242 to $278.78 during the session, with over 11 million shares changing hands. This rally keeps SanDisk near its peak at the end of the year, following an impressive run throughout 2025, particularly after its spin-off from Western Digital earlier that year, when shares began at $36. Investors seem to be optimistic about SanDisk's role in providing enterprise solid-state drives, which are increasingly in demand due to the growing needs of data centers managing heavy artificial intelligence workloads. Meanwhile, other companies in the sector also saw gains, with Micron Technology up about 10.5% and Western Digital rising approximately 9%, indicating strong interest in storage and memory stocks related to data center expenditures. However, the quick rise in stock price also highlights the volatility associated with high momentum stocks, as traders may react swiftly to changing market conditions. Looking ahead, the focus for SanDisk will be on the dynamics of the NAND flash memory market, which is crucial for solid-state drives. Analysts will be watching carefully to see if the stock can break through the $280 mark, as a fallback towards the mid-230s could challenge the current bullish sentiment. Additionally, upcoming events, such as the US jobs report on January 9th and the Federal Reserve's policy meeting later in January, could introduce further market fluctuations. Investors are also anticipating SanDisk's fiscal second quarter results on January 29th, where they will be keen to hear insights on enterprise SSD demand, pricing trends, and any revised guidance for the rest of the fiscal year.
This report addresses recent developments affecting Lockheed Martin and L3Harris Technologies. Fresh reporting from TS2.Tech reveals that Lockheed Martin shares held steady in pre-market trading after a notable rise on Friday, driven by geopolitical events involving Venezuela that have raised concerns about market risks in the defense sector. Investors are particularly focused on comments from U.S. President Donald Trump regarding the situation in Venezuela, which could influence how markets perceive geopolitical risks moving forward. Vishnu Varathan, head of macro research at Mizuho Securities, emphasized that these geopolitical factors are becoming increasingly significant compared to traditional economic indicators. Additionally, L3Harris Technologies is reportedly in advanced discussions to sell a majority stake in its commercial aviation solutions business to a private equity firm at an enterprise value of approximately $845 million. This deal highlights the interconnected nature of the defense industry, especially with assets tied to significant projects like the United Launch Alliance's Vulcan launcher and the Pentagon's missile defense initiatives. For Lockheed Martin investors, the situation is crucial, as developments in space and missile defense can impact funding and supply chains. The stock is approaching the $500 mark, a psychological level that traders are watching closely, with key resistance and support levels identified around $504 and $483 respectively. Looking ahead, Lockheed is expected to report its earnings later this month, with forecasts suggesting earnings per share around $6.49 for the quarter. However, upcoming economic indicators, including the U.S. employment report and the Consumer Price Index, could set the market tone before that earnings release. In summary, while the defense sector is seeing heightened interest due to geopolitical tensions and potential deals, any shifts in market sentiment or budget priorities could influence the performance of these stocks in the near future.
This commentary focuses on the recent developments surrounding Bank OZK and its stock performance. As highlighted by Investing.com India, Citigroup has reaffirmed its sell rating on Bank OZK, setting a price target of $40, indicating a potential decline from the current trading price of around $47. The analysis suggests that Bank OZK's high price-to-earnings ratio, along with a price-to-earnings growth ratio of 3.82, may indicate overvaluation in light of its near-term earnings growth. Additionally, Citigroup has placed the stock under a 30-day negative catalyst watch, signaling anticipated risks that could affect its price in the near future. Investors should also keep in mind that Bank OZK is set to report its earnings in about 2 weeks. Recently, the bank disclosed earnings per share of $1.59 for the third quarter of 2025, which fell short of the expected $1.66. On a positive note, it did surpass revenue expectations, reporting approximately $449 million in revenue, against the forecast of $447 million. Moreover, Bank OZK has continued its trend of increasing dividends, raising its quarterly cash dividend to 46 cents per share, marking the 62nd consecutive quarter of such increases. In another development, Regions Capital Corporation has expanded its credit facility with Bank OZK to $150 million to support new initiatives. Meanwhile, TD Cowen has reduced its price target for Bank OZK from $67 to $61, citing higher than expected repayments in its real estate specialties group. However, they have maintained a buy rating, expressing confidence in the bank's corporate and investment banking division. These updates reflect a complex landscape for Bank OZK, blending both opportunities and challenges as it progresses through the current financial environment. This report focuses on recent institutional investments in the Home Depot Inc. As highlighted by MarketBeat, NTV Asset Management has significantly increased its stake in the home improvement retailer by nearly 50% during the third quarter, bringing its total holdings to over 12,000 shares, valued at approximately $5 million. In addition to NTV Asset Management's move, several other institutional investors have also adjusted their positions. For instance, Thoma Capital Management raised its stake by over 16%, while Arbor Investment Advisors increased theirs by nearly 35%. These changes indicate a growing confidence among institutional players in Home Depot's potential. Turning to the company's performance, Home Depot's shares opened at about $345 and have shown a slight increase recently. The firm reported earnings per share of $3.74, which slightly missed analysts' expectations, but its revenue surpassed forecasts at over $41 billion. Home Depot also recently declared a quarterly dividend of $2.30, translating to a yield of approximately 2.7%. The firm's stock remains a popular choice among analysts, with a consensus rating of moderate buy and a target price around $402. Overall, these investment trends and the company's solid revenue performance reflect a positive outlook for Home Depot, despite some fluctuations in earnings. As we look ahead, it will be interesting to see how these institutional movements influence the stock's trajectory and investor sentiment.
This report discusses the long-lasting health effects of a significant coal ash spill in Tennessee, as recounted by Jessica Waller, whose family was directly impacted. Tennessee Lookout analysis shows that nearly two decades after the spill at the Tennessee Valley Authority's Kingston Fossil Plant, the repercussions are still being felt by those involved in the cleanup and their families. Waller reflects on the tragic health issues faced by her parents, which she attributes to toxic exposure from the coal ash during the cleanup efforts. In December of 2008, a dike failure released over 1.1 billion gallons of coal ash, contaminating a large area and exposing workers to numerous hazardous substances, including beryllium and arsenic. Waller describes how her father, Ernest Hickman, who worked on the cleanup, developed serious respiratory illnesses that eventually led to his death. Furthermore, she believes her mother also suffered from health complications due to exposure, underscoring the broader health risks associated with coal ash. Waller's story highlights the lack of adequate safety measures and training for workers involved in the cleanup. In her view, misinformation from employers about the dangers of coal ash contributed to the health crises that her family faced. She emphasizes that many people in the area remain unaware of the spill's devastating effects, both environmentally and health-wise. Despite receiving some compensation from a lawsuit against Jacobs Engineering Group, Waller expresses frustration over the lengthy legal process and hopes that her experience can encourage others to question the practices of powerful corporations. She continues to advocate for awareness about the dangers of coal ash and the importance of skepticism towards large companies, especially as discussions about reviving the coal industry persist. Her ongoing advocacy and personal journey through grief reflect a deep commitment to raising awareness as she connects with others who have faced similar struggles due to the spill. As Waller continues to share her family's story, she emphasizes the need for a more informed public regarding the risks associated with coal ash and the importance of holding corporations accountable.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.